Penguin Random House Audio presents The Book of Strange New Things by Michelle Faber. Read for you by Josh Cohen. For Ava, always. Part 1. Thy Will Be Done. Chapter 1. 40 minutes later, he was up in the sky. I was going to say something, he said. So say it, she said. He was quiet, keeping his eyes on the road. In the darkness of the city's outskirts, there was nothing to see except the taillights of other cars in the distance, the endless unfurling roll of tarmac, the giant utilitarian fixtures of the motorway. God may be disappointed in me for even thinking it, he said. Well, she sighed, he knows already, so you may as well tell me. He glanced at her face, to judge what mood she was in as she said this, but the top half of her head, including her eyes, was veiled in a shadow cast by the edge of the windscreen. The bottom half of her face was lunar bright. The sight of her cheek, lips and chin, so intimately familiar to him, so much a part of life as he had known it, made him feel a sharp grief at the thought of losing her. The world looks nicer with man-made light, he said. They drove on in silence. Neither of them could abide the chatter of radio or the intrusion of pre-recorded music. It was one of the many ways they were compatible. Is that it? She said. Yes, he said. What I mean is, unspoiled nature is supposed to be the ultimate imperfection, isn't it? And all the man-made stuff is supposed to be a shame, just cluttering it up. But we wouldn't enjoy the world half as much if we, man, that is, human beings. She gave him one of her get-on-with-it grunts. If we hadn't put it...